It's April 20th, 2018. It's a little after 8:30 in the morning, and there was just a couple quick notes I wanted to capture. I'm not going to explore this material very far. It may be something that I want to come back to later, and that's why I wanted to capture a few notes. I was thinking about the carrier with intelligence impressed upon it. And I guess I'm referring to consciousness as the carrier. And then materialized creative conscious entities as being the sources of the intelligence that's impressed upon the carrier. And I was sitting and thinking this morning, and I guess what I was kind of thinking about was well, I think I started thinking about, I think where I began thinking about it was just being in harmony, I don't know. It's just out of sync, I guess, would be one way I could express it. With I'm immersed, and make you know, I guess being out of sync, not in harmony with, well, however I would say that, it's like making waves. But then that didn't quite satisfy what I was really trying to approach. Then I kind of thought about being at rest. And that led me to kind of consider or think about having a conversation with somebody on a telephone. And I think this is somewhat related to somewhere in my notes, I talk about us being architects of reality, and that each and every one of us are in a conversation with history. And I guess that relates to if you change the course of thought, you change the course of events. So anyway, what it kind of reminded me of is if, because this has happened to me before, where someone calls me and they're trying to have a conversation with me. Oftentimes, is they're asking me a question, especially sometimes as a tech. I'm in service to others, and sometimes they have questions, and they have all this background noise going on, and oftentimes it's artificial, meaning it's a TV usually, or something similar to that. And so it's all this background noise, and it makes the conversation very difficult. I'm sure some of that has to do with the fact that my hearing isn't perfect. And of course, I'm on this little handheld device, my cell phone. But when it's got all that noise in the background, it garbles things, and it makes it, I think it's not just the hearing part, but it's the concentration part. And when I thought of that, what it kind of reminded me of just slightly was intention. I talk about this, I have notes about this, about entities. It's about intent. I can't think exactly how the notes are, or intention. So, in other words, a quiet mind without all the noise going on in the background radiates out and impresses upon the carrier a clean signal of intelligence, pure intention. But how few of us really have a quiet mind? Probably not. I can't answer that, but I would suspect not many. And that's what struck me, that there are moments when, in a moment of clarity much like that, I become focused. You know, you could say laser focused. And as a result of that, my mind does quiet down. And it made me realize that that's the signal to noise ratio. That's really what it means to me, I guess, to be in sync, or that fundamental and clean harmonic of the fundamental of impressing a clean signal upon the carrier, upon consciousness, little or no background noise, pure intention, pure presence, a presence of mind. That's really, now just because I can be aware of that doesn't mean that I can reach that state at any time that I please. Well, if my past experience is an indication, I have the capacity, but generally that's not where I am. Meaning I've always got these other concerns that are, you know, like I said earlier this morning, it's like an effervescence. It bubbles up and it takes my, it's impressed upon my concentration, my focus. In some respects, it's a distraction. And so, yes, I have my moments, but to attain that state is one thing, and there I do have moments of that, however fleeting they may be, but to sustain it, to maintain that state, that's a whole nother level of mastery, and I would not say I'm currently there. That it helps to know that it exists, and the power that is at your command, so to speak, inherent in that state. It helps to be aware, but it doesn't mean that I've necessarily developed the self-discipline, the focus and concentration and confidence, you know, all the other things that contributing factors. I was saying that in one of my written notes, I talked about all the contributing factor and then the deciding factor. Pure intention. So, how to quiet the mind and focus, that's been there. I think that's really, in some respects, when I have referred in my notes and in the past to acting captain, I think it's really what I'm referring to. It's that quietude, that focus and concentration has come down to a pin laser point. And it's that point, that focal point at that instant, or in those moments, are seize the day, carry the day, what best serves the mission. And I would believe, I would suspect that those are our moments. And in that state, those are our moments of greatest impact upon the course of thought and therefore upon the course of events, which of course, I can go into all the conflict of forces and human conflict and competing ideologies and all that. But in the end, that's kind of, I guess, what I'm, that's kind of what, because I've had a few moments recently where I had those moments of clarity. And there is a, I don't know, there's, I remember reading about that you vibrate from every cell, from every molecule and every atom of your being, that pure fundamental. Wow. I mean, so I guess the seed was there. I just never really was able to, even through my thought process, of course, because it's all tokens and labels, and without the token or the label, if you can't name it, you can't command it. So the command is in the naming. That's it's, I mean, I don't, I'm not going to explore that much further, but it's, I've come to understand how important that token is. If you can name it, you can command it. So that's, I guess it's just me exploring those nuances of awareness and trying to find a label, a word, a token that can allow me to tag it, to put a handle on it so that I can, it's the call and recall so that I can call it up and exercise command over it. I mean, that's what all this is, organizing within myself. I think I said something in a conversation the other day about that. First, you have to figure out how you can organize it in such a way that you can structure it within your own mind. And then, even if you're able to accomplish that, which is a Herculean, feat in itself, then of course, if you care to share it with others, then you have to find a way to label it, to to create names, tokens, in order to be able to help others to relate to it, to comprehend it. That's kind of why I was talking about having a phone conversation with someone where there's a lot of noise in the background. I think that's something that someone can easily relate to. Anyway, I guess that's really all I wanted to capture. Signing off.